שלנו, מה שהוא עושה אדם בחתונה הושיע, המלך יעננו, ויום קוראים בערב על אדוני מחד יגר ירושלים, כמי העולם וכשנים קדמוניות.
רבותיי, just a couple of minutes. First, we'd like to welcome Rabbi Sher, who came all the way from South Fallsburg this morning to daven with us. So it's a big kavod that we're here together. So we wish him very well, and we're very privileged to have him here in the Dominion this week. That same note, this week's Parshas Re'eh, we have the mitzvah of Meiser, of giving tenth, giving a tithe, Meisik. And we learn out, Chazal learn out, Aser to Aser, that even Meisik Sofim, even a tenth of one's earning to give. The Poiskim have a machloikas, whether this is for all mitzvahs, say you want to give for the shul, to have nice lights in the shul, or is it only for aniyim, only for people who are financially challenged and need the money. So there's a machlokas haposkim, the Ramop askins only for aniyim, and others say even for other mitzvahs, provided that it's not a mitzvah that you're mechuyev. For example, the Magen Avraham writes that matanos lavyonim, you don't give from maaser, because matanos lavyonim on Purim, you're mechuyev to give. So then that doesn't count from your maaser money. But the Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parsha says, you know, we know that there are different hierarchies. You know, who should you give first? Well, there's halacha that you give your krovim. If you somebody who is in your family who is in need, so that has kedima, that has preference to some other person, because he's a relative of yours. And the Medrash says that Maisik Sofim is ikar for amolei Torah, the people who are toiling in Torah or learning Torah. That's one of the ikar reasons of giving Maiser so Sofim. So the Chofetz Chaim writes that in the level of different types of people in need, so the people who are in need because they're learning Torah, that's a higher level of preference to give to them because of the Amalei Torah. And we know the Limud HaTorah, especially Amedus B'Torah, brings all the bracha in the world, is for the people who are sitting and learning and helping the Shefa Bracha come in the Shamayim. So that's a good idea. Now we're going to be starting Chodesh Elul, the Shabbos. Everyone needs chuyos for Yom HaDin. So the greatest chus that one can have for Yom HaDin is Hachzachas HaTorah, the supporting Torah, helping Torah, and helping all causes. But the Torah is Olam, you know, is very essential to our need in the Kiyam Ha'olam, Yom HaShishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world was waiting for the sixth day of Sivan that Klal Yisrael should accept the Torah, and if not, the world would have gone back to oblivion, would have gone back to Tov Vavol. So that's the Kiyam Ha'olam, is Yom HaShishi, Shishi B'Sivan.